Long story short, as soon as we walked in with them, you know, I start throwing up, and one of the girls, she only gets a little bit of throw up on her butt. She only got a little bit of throw up on her butt. Yo, I was hammered, man. I was hammered. That shit was crazy.
You ain't see them again.
I definitely didn't see them again.
Oh, shit.
Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Alright, so how is everybody feeling today?
Yeah, sure. High as a bitch.
other than high, no, which is obvious. Right.
Great, terrific.
Alright.
I'm still smoking. Hold on, let me see.
Alright, so jet lag is definitely set in for everybody at some point in time. Except for this nigga Brian. He's like the fucking bionic man and shit.
You know what I'm saying? This
nigga. I mean, you had to take advantage of this environment. We're in beautiful, you know, sunny Southern California. It's not too sunny today, but still.
This
you know,
nigga can operate of off of minimal everything. Minimal sleep, minimal food, fucking food, like this.
Everything.
Yo.
Only intake what you need.
This nigga came in last night. Like, what are you doing? Everybody get up. We looking at him like, nigga, we just smoked everything in the world. Facts. And we trying to go to sleep.
What time do you go to sleep? I mean, what time do you have to wake up to even go to Baltimore?
Man, it depends on what time your flight is.
Yeah, so he was up since 4.
We ain't go to sleep the night before.
Nope.
We left the hotel like 4.
Mm-hmm.
Got there like...
Everybody gonna crash. I mean,
that's what I'm telling you. This nigga Brian had to fly back to fucking New York and then turn right around and fly back to L.A. You know what I'm saying? In a day.
Good thing the flight's got the coronavirus specials right now.
This nigga is stupid. He said the coronavirus special.
Yeah. What? Look, I was literally just in a store and I was looking at flights. I was just like, man, let me just look and see how much the flights is. Bro, flight from here to D.C. and back, $47.
What? Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'll put y'all D to the plug.
Yeah, see, I went ahead and booked mine way before threat level was at DEF CON, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo, this nigga Wiz just tweeted, quarantine and chill.
That's exactly
like,
what
it is, it's real. That's why when this nigga Brian, last night, he's like, yo, why y'all ain't going out? I say, I would go out. I mean, I'm from Maryland, so maybe Death Threat Decon 42 hasn't really set into my brain yet, right. So I would go out. But these niggas who live here in California, it's not going nowhere. Them niggas is in the
Los
crib.
Angeles, California.
Yeah, yeah. Them niggas is L.A. Yeah, them niggas is in the house, yo.
Niggas ain't going nowhere, man.
Yo, ain't nobody else.
I don't even know if there's going to be something popping during St. Patrick's Day. Right. Like, all these, anything that's a large crowd of people, they trying to shut that shit down.
Right.
Nigga, we ain't got...
Yeah, because they said it's statistically proven that it grows more in environments of 250 people or more, so...
Right.
Well, shit.
But, I mean, nigga, that's germs in general.
Yeah.
Right. All right, well, anyways, we gonna get off of that, and we gonna keep it positive and high in this motherfucker, as usual. We're gonna bring you something from the 420 code, and a couple of these are ones that I really definitely agree with. Number one that we're going to talk about is you must observe 420. That is the fourth rule of thumb. Observe 420. It says that we have a number because a name can be forbidden, and a word can be prohibited, but nothing can destroy a number. Even at the end of the world, numbers will remain, and so this number is our protection against the world. There are those who will say you should smoke at 420. In the Legends of Mary Jane, it is said that she once smoked 420 days in a row at exactly 420, took a one-day break, and then did it again. But you do not need to smoke at 420. All you need to do is observe it. whenever and wherever you encounter the number, you look at it and you think about all the peace and happiness that weed has brought to you and others throughout the world. And in that moment, be open and honest, free and fun.
You want to know what's funny? Niggas do, when the clock, when you do catch the clock at 420, niggas be like, oh, 420, you feel me?
Like,
that's funny.
You don't want to know how many times I've screenshotted my cell phone screen just because it landed on 420. Like, you know what I'm saying? I might have had a certain app open and it's just like 420. It's like the timestamp. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so we follow that rule. Uh-huh. All right, can I want to start doing something like the black smoking code.
I did want to start making up rules. All right, good. All right. We were on the same page. study high, you know what I'm saying? Take the test high, get a high grade. Scores, right. All right, so make up a rule.
All right. Rule number one, since we starting the day, know the rotation way. That is rule number one. If it's going to the left, keep it going to the left in the circle. You feel me?
Well, look.
You got to know the rotation.
That's interesting because the 420 code says the seat of the highest honor is to the right, meaning that you're passing the blunt to the left. Yeah, you're the one who's passing the blunt. You're getting ready to give someone else the gift of Mary Jane, then you are in the seat of the highest honor.
Okay, but I like to go, I like to go to the left. All right.
No, that's what I'm saying. Passing it to the left, I'm the guy to the right of you. So if I'm passing the blunt to the left, I'm in the seat of the highest honor because I'm passing it to the left. I'm the right of you. That's the only way to me pass it to the left, right?
I don't know. You just confused the shit out of me. Confused the shit out of me. All right, I guess so.
All right, well, we got an interesting story for today in this segment that we like to call Because I Got High.
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. Da 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 da. Cue the music.
All right.
Because I got high.
All right, so this random person on the internet said, the first time I did a gas mask, I sat on my friend's bed opening and closing my mouth because I thought I was Pac-Man. Later that night, he found me sitting in the pantry, shoveling handfuls of roasted peanuts from a jar into my mouth. There's a lot of things going on with your mouth there, buddy. All right. pause. And even later that night, we went out to front to have a cigarette. It snowed on the stairs. They were super icy. Not half a second after, he said, be careful. The stairs are icy. I slip and fall all the way down the stairs and nail this girl, Jess, who was walking down the stairs in front of me, who wipes out hard as a result. Bust her ass. All right. Even worse. About a year later, we're at a party at another friend's house. And I'm ripped again. He's a white guy. You know what I'm saying? Right. White boys get ripped, yo. You know what I'm saying? He was ripped. So he was ripped again. He had a stoop with one step. He stumbled off again. And guess who he full force palms in the face into?
The same.
Good old Jess again. And she falls down the driveway. And let's just say that she was very careful around him anytime she's seen him at a party when he was ripped in the future.
That's crazy.
All right. So, faux pas at a party. When have you been the guy who was the too fucked up guy at the party? Let's hear about it. Everybody's had the moment where you were the guy.
So, I go out. I'm in New York. I'm at House of Essex for their Saturday brunch. You know, got my spiked mimosas going on. Got my, crunchberry French toast going on.
Uh-huh.
And crunchberry French toast there is crazy.
Yeah.
By the way.
This nigga come in here just to bring richness into the conversation. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love it. That's my nigga Grammy Davis. Carry on.
Yeah, but it's crazy. So I'm with, it's me and two of my friends. And there's some girls, at the table. There's actually three girls at a table, or four, I believe. And I guess one siphoned herself off somewhere.
Right.
But there's three girls at the table. It's three of us. So we get to talking to them. I'm drinking way too many Spike Mimosas. Way too many. drinking way too many. So, you know, we get them to agree to come back to the house.
Right.
You know, see how I put the consensuality out there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We get them to agree to come back to the house. Okay, we get back to the house. You know, my stomach's feeling a little bit, my stomach's feeling a little bit crazy.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, maybe I just got to throw up, you feel me? I throw up, brush my teeth, you feel me, and get back in the game. long story short, as soon as we walked in with them.
All right, we about to roll up and catch a vibe to this record from Dariella with A Whole Nother Story on Higher Learning.
Ben.
Notice.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
I'm saying too much. They playing too much. Can't make this shit up. Just can't get enough. Playing the cards that he came. I may do what I was given. Feel like I ain't get enough. Just a nigga misjudging the system. What fame is a fucking religion within itself. Thinking different, you put in hell. Thanks for your judgment. I'm blaming the flowers. Considered a dangerous substance. They make up a lot of shit. Made me ashamed when I wonder they wanna acknowledge it. Had to change up my tolerance. Straight from the politics, blatant monopoly. Straight from the fakest camaraderie. Can I make an analogy? May disagree with me. But the way that I'm raising is making a proud of me, breaking up greenery. Came up, now they was the day and replied to me, making a scene just to say some apologies. You can say them apologies.
That's a whole nother story. You got time, you got day. Wonder what you wrote up for me. Ain't no stop signs on the highway. Cause that's a whole nother story. You got time, you got day. Wonder what you wrote up for me.
Time to flatten the screen, flashing the beam, paint the cash, you OG. Action is deep, start, my passion will leave marks, stand by my word.
I'm saying too much, you're playing too much. Can't make this shit up, just can't get enough. Destination, I'm predetermined. Let them play the cleaner version, they love playing innocent. They never gave us what we deserved when we needed it most. Back in the city, surrounded by demons and ghosts, I need a remote. Keeping things under control, one getting rolled, heated in smoke. When I play the comforting role, she think I'm a joke, that's how I treat it. But when I just gave him some backside agreements, they wanna blast out a fetus. Pounding my tracks by the meter. You know you had them kind of features, cause I can flashback to that time I seen you. For the first time, and it worked fine. If I can flashback to that time I seen you, for the first time, it would've worked fine.
But that's a whole nother story.
Notice.
You got time.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Wonder what you wrote for me. Ain't no stop signs on the highway. Cause that's a whole nother story. You got time. You got day. Wonder what you wrote for me. Ain't no stop signs on the highway.
It's a vibe.
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 This is Higher Learning.
As soon as we walked in with them, you know, I start throwing up, and one of the girls, she only gets a little bit of throw up on her butt. She only got a little bit of throw up on her butt. Yo, I was hammered, man. I was hammered. That shit was crazy.
You ain't see them again.
You definitely didn't see them again. In Vietnam.
Oh, shit.
Ruined it for my boys.
Oh, shit.
Just all went wrong. So yeah, don't drink too many Spike Mimosas at House of Essex on Saturday brunch.
Yeah, and shout outs to House of Essex on Saturday brunch, who just got a free ad from us because we're so high that we've been giving everybody free advertisement. Show. No, it's one of those things where I read this shit. I just started playing around with like ads on the main show or whatever. And let me tell you, there's like this whole ad board and the federal government and FCC and all these regulations. So it's like, yeah, the way that influencers really fucked the game up or whatever and made like a new industry. Now it's like the government trying to regulate it. You have to clearly like disclose if you have been paid to endorse someone or not. And so it doesn't get misconstrued as an endorsement. You also kind of got to disclose when you're not doing a paid endorsement. That's why I keep repeating, Cookies not paying us to do strain reviews on all their strains. I'm a nigga who went on the internet, made a list of fucking strains from Cookies sitting in Maryland with my homeboy and said, fuck it, we're going to make a podcast starting with this shit, build it into something and see what the fuck happens.
Right. And here we are.
Now, however, I would love for someone over there at Cookies to get in touch with me.
Burner, where are you?
You know what I'm saying? If you like what we're doing and you want to do some more shit, get in touch.
Burner, we need to have a conversation.
All right. So each episode I've been bringing you guys higher learning information. So we talked about different terms so far. We've talked about different breakdowns of some of the chemical compounds that are in weed. We talked about, you know, different levels of how much you should take for your edibles, you know, based on your smoking level or your level of tolerance. And today we're going to talk about some more of the physical characteristics of the weed. Now, we did genotypes and phenotypes last week because we're really getting into breaking down how the strains are hybrided and put together. You know what I'm saying? Hybrided is not a word, but it is a word today because I said it was. All right. Now,
glad you cleared that up.
The two things that I'm going to point out to you today are two things that every person who's ever touched weed knows what they are. You just don't know that they're called this, and you don't know what their actual function is. The first thing is a trichome. Trichomes are the resin production glands of the cannabis plant. So in Greek, the word means growth of hair. Mm-hmm. So when you see the little hairs, they're not actually hairs. They're trichomes that are covered in crystals. You see what I'm saying? Right. So a lot of times it has the appearance of looking hairy, but they're not really hairs. Those are crystals. Those are crystals that have formed on the trichome. And those is where the resins come from when you smoke the weed. All right?
Makes scientific sense.
All right, and the next part is the pistil. Pistils are part of the female plant's anatomy. It's the little hair-like extensions on the flowers that range in color from white to red or darker orange brown. So when plants are going to be fertilized, the pistil acts to collect the male pollen. So when you're crossbreeding or bat crossing, as we talked about last episode, trying to create your own hybrid, the idea is that you're taking the pollen and you're taking the characteristics from one parent and you're trying to impregnate the other parent. The female plants are the most coveted and the most important plants of the whole cultivation process because the female plant is what you're going to grow your buds from. You know what I'm saying? And when you're crossing it, you're trying to genetically cause the female plant to sprout buds or flowers versus sprouting seeds. All right. So from the mind of the talking about pistils and trichomes, we're gonna get into our strain for today, which is London Pound Cake 75. Now this strain is interesting because on the last episode, we smoked some banana pound cake, right? Yeah. We smoked some banana pound cake. And banana pound cake is actually a hybrid of London pound cake. London pound cake is one of the parents in the genotype of, you know, banana pound cake. But this London pound cake is a little bit mysterious because it seems to me that only the people who actually work at Cookies and the Cookies fam and the the cultivators who are growing this weed know what the true parent strains of London Pound Cake is. Mm-hmm. So London Pound Cake 75, as I told you guys before, usually when you see a number after the name of a strain, that is the line, the lineage of the strain, right?
So they crossed it 75.
This is the 75th version of whatever they crossed to get this. Because like I said, sometimes you'll find two strains that you want to make a hybrid out of. You'll cross them and you'll get some of what you're looking for. But now you need to back cross it with the, with itself a bunch of times in order to try to, you know, breed out the qualities that you're looking for in the actual flower itself. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? So for this, most people think that orange or that Sunset Sherbert is one of the parents. There is a few different conflicting theories on what the other parent is. So I'm not even going to go into trying to decipher which one it is. I mean, I found like four different answers to this question. They all have Sunset Sherbert as one parent, but they all have something different as the other one. But it has very elongated buds. Like, London Pound Cake is one of those trophy weeds. This shit looks beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a person, if you were a photographer who liked to take beautiful pictures, this is the type of bud that you want to take a picture of. Like, it has long, elongated buds with deep, like, it's purple highlights. You can see the trichomes are rich in crystals. You can see that this entire bud just looks like it was dipped in crystals. Like,
this man is giving.
Yeah, it looks like it was dipped in fucking Keith. Like, that's how crystally this shit looks.
All right. I'm going to give it to you, black people term. We got a couple purple, leaves.
Where did you guys get this from?
Cookies.
Yeah, from Cookies on Melrose.
Melrose, okay.
It got a couple purple leaves. I see a couple orange hairs. A lot of crystals on it. Kind of fluffy. Kind of soft. When you open it, it just smells very lovely.
And the way that it smokes.
It smells uh-huh.
And look, it definitely has like that baked good, that sweet baked good taste that you're looking for in one of those types of things. Like, it's
as
not
you exhaling, you can see where banana it tastes like pound cake as you exhaling.
Right.
Yeah.
I would give this 8.5.
8.5? Okay.
And what would you give it, Breeze?
I would say it's a 9.
A 9?
Yeah, because it's like...
You get a little bit of blueberry smell. Like, there's like a light blueberry smell, light lemony smell, but it doesn't have the lemony taste. It has more of a gassy, sweet taste. Like, it's hard to describe.
It does taste like cake, though.
Yes, it definitely has that cake taste to it. Yeah. And that's the reason why I'm kind of leaning towards maybe it one of the other parents being Nepali OG, which was one of the, you know, theorized parents of it. Because like I said, it's really unknown what the other parent, other than Sunset Sherbert, which hasn't been confirmed by anybody. I think that's one of the interesting things that I found out when I was trying to do pre-research on some of these strains before it. There isn't much information out there about a lot of these cookie strains, which is another thing that they do great over there on top of the good branding, is that you don't really know on some of their strains what the actual parent strains are. We really are just going off of what someone else said, but I haven't found information where they've confirmed it. Mm. For a lot of these strain reviews and shit that I see out there, other than what you're getting from the lab information, like when I give you guys the THC counts, we're going off of the lab information on the stamp on the bag. You know what I'm saying? Right. Outside of that, I feel as though that there are strains that I've read reviews on that we've smoked on the show so far that are a lot better than what the fucking review said.
Right.
And I'm no amateur, you know what I'm saying? I might not live in a city like this where you have this in abundance, but I'm not an amateur. I feel as though that, you know...
I've had my fair share.
Right. Yeah. The THC count on this is 21.37. CBD count is 0.14%. Like
I just pulled a blog from respectmyregion.com. He said, he gives this a 9.3 rating. He said he also tried the he also tried the 53rd, you know, lemon pound cake 53.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that was a hitter as yeah. well. So.
Oh well, we actually got a good deal. This was harvest in February, so we getting the fresh batch.
Well, yeah, because a lot of these shits sell out quickly, so they harvest them like around the clock. That's why you know I had to keep changing the list, and then I basically had to remix the whole Baker's Dozen idea and kind of reformulate this season on the fly as we've been going along, for the simple fact that half the shit on my list wasn't available. Mm-hmm. But then there were other strains that weren't available when I was making the list that were available. So it just like kind of flipped around on its head.
Right.
But, all right, we're going to catch a vibe, and then we're going to come back and learn a little bit more higher learning, and then we're going to put some fives on it, and who knows where this shit is going to go on higher learning.
This is higher learning.
All right, so... we're going to talk about some more things, in particular going with plants. You know what I'm saying? This is definitely for those aspiring to grow some weed out there. And then just think about it like this. Like, if you want to be a cultivator, if you live in a place that has, you know, adult rec legalized marijuana, if you live in one of those areas, then you're able to have a certain amount of plants that you can grow just for your own personal use. This is where you can start out, you know what I'm saying, testing out your theories and putting together strains, you know what I'm saying? And then later on down the line, if you want to take this serious and make a business out of it, then there's some things that you want to think about. One of them is going to be, how are you going to select your seeds? Feminized plants come from seeds that have been selectively bred to produce only female plants. So for any beginner out there, especially someone like me who's going to be growing his own strain, I'm 100% going to start out my first batch with feminized seeds, so I don't have to sex the seeds myself.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that I'm no botanist, I'm no plant guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have no real working knowledge other than what I have studied, you know what I'm saying?
And YouTube.
Yeah, but I think feminized seeds would be a good move, for the simple fact that, like,
yeah,
it's
an easier start.
Yeah, exactly. That's the plants that you want. You want to cross characteristics from the father plant with the mother plant. And then the way that you want to grow this weed is through a system known as hydroponics. And that is basically gardening that doesn't use soil. You're growing in water, you use advanced nutrients, you create a hydroponic system, and then it creates a constant flow of fresh water and the advanced nutrients that a plant would need to grow. This is known to grow some of the best weed. And most of the hybrid weed that we smoked was probably grown in some sort of hydroponic system indoors.
You know, it's crazy. I seen a crazy hydroponic system that... I was going to, you know, I had bought some speakers off of Craigslist, and I was going to pick the speakers up, and is, you know, no offense, kind of weird guy.
Yeah.
But he had a crazy hydroponic system, you know, where he was growing a little bit of weed on top of it in his house. And it was basically fresh running water under the weed. But basically, it was also worms. And the, you know, in the, it was basically, it was something like with soil and him growing fish on the bottom.
Okay.
So he used soil up top, so it wasn't fully hydroponic as far as the soil, but he had worms in the soil, and the fish's poop, it was filtered up into the dirt, you know, some type of how, and he was growing weed basically and growing fish on the bottom. It was crazy, and he was growing worms.
That is crazy. Nuts, yo.
Yeah, nuts. I was like, wow. That's some genius ass shit. Now, that's what you call, you know, being, you know.
He's dedicated.
That's economy.
Right. All right, so.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink, because I got the munchies. I've been smoking dope. I got the munchies.
I've been smoking dope. All
right, look, so. We gave you guys a recipe last week. Hopefully most of you guys have been practicing it. And like I said, if you made any of those biscuits, take a picture of it, post it to Instagram, tag us on it at A420 Podcast or at Moron420. Now I'm going to give you a recipe that's going to give you a different infusion method. But this is for a classic, something that you're going to have on a hot summer day that you're probably going to drink anyways, but you probably never had it this way. This is cannabis lemonade. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, in order to make this, you're going to need to create what's called canna syrup. Now, there are two ways to make cannabis lemonade. The easiest way to do this is to take your favorite lemonade recipe and take that canna tincture that I taught you guys how to make earlier, you know what I'm saying, where you infuse the decarbed weed into the alcohol and made the tincture. Just put a couple drops of that THC into your regular lemonade and boom, you have an infused lemonade. For those of y'all that want to take it to the next level, you know what I'm saying, in your cooking, for those of y'all that aren't amateur chefs,
that'd be fire as a half and half. I was just thinking about it.
Yeah, you can follow this recipe. You're going to need 3 cups of filtered water, 3 cups of granulated sugar, 2 tablespoons of vegetable glycerin. You can get this at any health store. You need 2 grams of cannabis finely ground, decarbed cannabis. I know I keep preaching this, but make sure you decarb the cannabis first. All right? If you didn't, you can actually decarb it during this next process of making the canna syrup, but for cutting time, it's easier to already have it decarbed. You need a saucepan, you need a mason jar, and you're gonna need a strainer or a cheesecloth. Put the water and sugar in the saucepan, bring it to a boil. Make sure the sugar is all the way dissolved. Now you add the weed, boom. You're gonna activate the THC if you put it in regular weed. If it's decarbed, then it will make the process run faster. You maintain a steady low boil. This is to make sure that you do not damage the THC. Continue this for about 20 minutes. Reduce the heat again to simmer. Now you wanna add the glycerin. Let simmer for another 5 to 6 minutes. Remove from the heat and let it cool for a few minutes. All right, now you wanna prepare the jar and the strainer. Now you just pour the cheesecloth over the jar opening or put the strainer over the jar and you pour the shit through. You're basically just trying to strain out any of the weed that's actually in there. And now you're basically just getting this sugary syrup. You're making a simple syrup, basically. Mm-hmm. Any bartender out there knows what a simple syrup is. Mm-hmm. This is what you're making, except for this simple syrup is THC infused. So now you would be making lemonade the same way that you would make it regularly, but you're using this syrup as your sweetener now that has THC in it. Right. So the two ways to infuse the lemonade is either straight through the tincture, where you're putting an alcohol-based THC into the drink, or make the simple syrup, and now any sweet drink that you want, you can use this same can of syrup to make. I mean, so you don't have to just make lemonade. You can use this syrup to make iced tea. You can use it to make hot tea. You can use it to anything that you want to sweeten up.
So he just gave you an idea right there. Half and half. Put some of some tea. Put some lemonade. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Mix them Jones.
Sean, go half on me on the edible.
But just to give you guys a quick lemonade recipe using the stuff, 6 cups of water, 2 cups of lemon juice, 1 cup of sugar, 3 teaspoons of infused glycerin or 3 teaspoons of the tincture, and you just mix it up together. You guys know how to make fucking lemonade, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to patronize y'all with that. But what we will do is we're going to get into some... we're going to catch a vibe, and then we'll be right back. All right, we about to roll up and catch another vibe to this record from First Man Adam. It's that goody goody on Higher Learning.
I need y'all to get some herb.
Ben.
Notice.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Lighter.
Some snacks.
This is Higher Learning.
Genius, you ain't seen
recent. Them drainers, I don't chill with them leeches. Sweet girls always taste like peaches. Screwdriver, ain't nothing like the OJ. Who lava? If it's me, then it's okay. High fire, mix my flow up with propane. Escobar, people think I push cocaine. High roller, I keep a bag of cactus. Dirty money, shoot box where I stashed it. If I didn't, then it might be in the mattress. Roll up, I be rolling up the fattest. I love them trees in the backwood. If I could, Mary Jane, I damn would. I love to smoke kush every day. Consume my whole ounces, that good. On my fingers, I got residue. Always hustle like the renters do. And my product don't dump. I guess I knew and it better move. I don't like one if there's two.
Bad.
I gotta have both, I can't choose. You ain't nothing, girl, like the damn news.
It's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe.
Hold on, let me get my roll on. 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 Hold up, hold up. I'm hiding every aspect, it's magic. How I smoke things up a traffic. A shiny pearl, if you swine, I don't cast it. But if I do, hope your life ain't tragic. Shorty fine, and she know I wanna smash it from behind. And she let me, I'ma clap it like dance shoes. She gon' like the way I tap it. My sex drugs, she gon' turn into an addict. On FB, she gon' switch up her status. On IG, she got pieces of us laughing, but she a freak. You can tell her when she dances, she asked me. If it's cool, if she can have me, hold on. Of course it's okay, but hold on. I got another date, I'm so wrong. I don't think I'm okay, I'm so gone. This my theme song. Gotta move forward, no replay. I don't give a damn what they say. You say, he say, she say, no say. I'll be a doc with my copay. Hit the highway, yo, my way. The highway still is my way.
It's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe.
Ain't nothing low with a high day. Hold on, let me get my roll on. 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 Hold up, hold up.
Ben.
Notice.
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 It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Would you rather be Instagram famous or Twitter famous?
Instagram.
Why?
Because Instagram is more, you know, for your looks, I guess.
See, I think that's why I'd rather be Twitter famous, for the complete opposite reason for that. I think you can be famous on Twitter, effective, make money, and you can still maintain some level of anonymity. 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 You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What about you, Grammy? Instagram famous or Twitter famous?
Yeah, I'd probably rather be Twitter famous because all you got to do is say a few things. Boom.
Right. And it's like you're famous off of the shit you said. Okay. Not the shit that they see. You know what I'm saying? What is that? Oh, edibles are being passed around the room. No. No. Sure. Why not? Why not? Which rapper had the best ad-libs? Because when we get into our fives, we definitely going to be talking some hip-hop, some rap shit today. So, let's debate this. Who has the best ad-libs?
OJ the Juice Man.
He was up there.
This nigga. What was it though? OJ.
What was it though?
Hey.
Anybody else got somebody that can beat OJ?
As of right now, I would say Roddy Rich with the box. That.
Is that an ad-lib?
Does that count? I don't know if it counts.
That's part of the beat.
I think that's part of the beat. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
Migos. Yeah, I'll give it to Migos too.
Migos? Yeah. You already know who I'm gonna say, so I mean, go ahead. Who you got?
I'm biased too.
Who?
I'm gonna say Future.
You gonna say Future?
Yeah. Pluto.
But it's not one signature.
Yeah.
One.
Meg Thee Stallion has the illest ad libs in the game right now.
Go ahead and say it. What's her ad lib? Go ahead and do it. Do it.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I love that shit, nigga. What?
The first time he did it, I was so surprised how good he did it. Oh my god. Oh, that would never get old. This is gonna always be, man. That nigga say, yeah.
Whatever, yo.
I'm gonna say Future.
But I'm not gonna lie. Biased. I don't think that's. I mean, it has time to build, but that's not as iconic as.
All right. I'm talking about currently right now.
Drake got it too.
Look, I'm gonna give you somebody right now. We talking all time, like we just talking like because OJ the Juice Man. All right, so Jim Jones and Jeezy got to be in that conversation.
Then you gotta throw Gucci in there.
Nah, listen, Jim Jones. No, that's what I'm saying. Jim Jones is in it for a different reason. All right, you know what?
Burr.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we gotta throw Gucci.
Yeah.
We definitely gotta have Gucci in the 1017 Brick Squad. Oh, you feel me? All his shits was classes.
Oh man.
But nah, OJ did had the A.
Hey.
Yeah. Quarter pound, half a pound, whole pound. Hey. Look, I got a story behind that song, right? So I'm gonna say 16. We in Florida. I was 16. We go to Florida, right? And we meet some chicks, and they was from Tennessee, I want to say. And this is right before this song blows up and it's all over the world, right?
Right.
So we chilling, and they playing this song, and they like, quarter pound, half a pound, whole brick, hey. So me and my niggas be like, what the fuck is that? Like, what the hell? Oh, hell, that's what y'all listening to? They like, yeah, this OJ the Juice, da, da, da. We like, OJ the Juice, who the fuck is you feel me? We some up North niggas. We listen to 50 Cent, Jim Jones. You feel me? Like, Dipset and all. You feel me? Like, we up North. So they pull out the OJ the Juice and Gucci, and we like, what the fuck is this? Nigga, this is in July, August. By October, I swear that song was all over the world, yo.
One of the biggest songs in the world.
That shit, niggas looking at us and we like, hey, quarter pound, half a pound, whole pound. Hey, you feel me? They looking at us like, how the fuck y'all know that shit?
That shit just
you came. Feel me? Like, nigga, whole pound, they put it, they hipped us to it and we was on it.
Yeah, but look, the nigga Jim Jones ad-libs went to a whole nother level because they became part of the bars. Like, that nigga
what
didn't
have... ad-lib?
That's the thing. He ain't had no consistent ad-lib. But his ad-lib would be part of the bar. Like, the nigga be like, something in the tent, something none, and then you sitting on the bench, sitting. You know what I'm saying? Like that nigga will throw an ad-lib in there.
We fly, no lie.
And I think technically Ballin was an ad-lib on that song.
Right. Yeah.
Ballin!
Yeah. You know, right. Where it serves in the mix, yeah.
Ballin!
So that was one of
the things. Yeah, he might be in that GOAT that's conversation. Right. Yeah, he might be in that. But Jeezy, Jeezy took a simple shit that's been used over the years and then stretched it out and put a different vibe on it, and then boom, it was like the signature. Yeah.
What?
Hey! That nigga took some shit that niggas been saying, But that nigga stretched it like.
But low key, the GOAT has the best ad libs.
Who?
Lil Wayne.
What?
I don't know it specifically, but on all his songs, all his ad-libs be on point. You feel me? Like, yo, Lil Wayne shit, you can't.
You want to know what I was mad at Lil Wayne for the longest time?
What?
I was mad at Lil Wayne for the longest time because no nigga.
Yeah.
No, you can never start the song off with the lighter flick. Even if you want to. If you do it, you have to be doing it consciously, knowing that niggas are gonna say that you started your song off with the whiter flick, like Lil Wayne. Like you can't get that off without the like Lil Wayne part on it, yo. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm assuming you tried to take it.
I thought about it a bunch of times, but I know better because of what I just said to you.
Nigga
you know
is about to come on the mic like.
Come on, every nigga who smoked wants to do that. If they told you that they didn't, they are lying. Every rapper who's listening to this right now, or a retired rapper or aspiring rapper, yeah. If you haven't done it, you will do it, and then you remember that I told you this shit. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Keeping it a beam. So yeah. You know what time it is.
Run got vibes. Oh yeah. Who got vibes?
That nigga
said,
I got five. He said, where's your five?
Yeah. Like, and I'm about to ask you, where's your five, nigga? greatest, all right, we're going to talk some rappers, but we're going to do some different segments of this. First one is greatest rapper of all time, the top five dead or alive. Somebody put five on it.
Right now?
Yeah.
Top five dead or alive?
Yep. Put five on it.
Biggie, Pop, Hov, Wayne, Drake.
Man, that was a quick one. All right. Yeah. Anyone else care to?
In no particular order.
You just got to put five on it. Yeah.
Oh, Eminem, Wayne, Andre 3000.
You got to put Biggie or Pac.
Trey always think that you got to put somebody somewhere. He be hating my list. This nigga be hating my list.
Is this not the rule?
If that's the rule, then boy.
You can't put big. You got to put big.
Yeah, and I would go Pop. All
right. So, you feel me? My list, I'm going to have to, of course, go with Biggie. Mm-hmm. I got Drake, Kendrick, Cole, and... I feel like for my last one, all time, I'm gonna go with me. See, I'm gonna put myself in there.
Okay.
Can't never go wrong. You always gotta bet on yourself.
That was an interesting play. Yeah, you know, say well played, well played, okay. Well played.
Breathe. Step up to the mic.
I'd probably say whole big pop. I'm gonna go with Fab.
That's my favorite rapper too.
Yeah.
And who am I gonna end it with? I'm trying to really think about this one. I might have to end it with Cole.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
And that's what's so hard about having the top five because.
I know.
Hov is right there. You know what I'm saying?
You got
in my top five, but
I don't see three slots. Hov, Big, and Pac. You got to put those three. Those
all right, the three goals. Let me give you.
She about to have.
Oh, I forgot about my man's Nas.
Oh, nigga said Nas. I'm not a Nas fan.
So listen,
Nas is definitely top 10 mine.
Listen, when I give you guys my list,
there you go.
My argument is always. Against list in general. That's why I wanted to do top five lists because I hate top 50 lists. My whole thing about it is that there's so many different categories, so many different reasons why a person could be considered in a list or higher or lower in a list. But when I think of the greatest rapper of all time, my definition of the word rapper, I think is different than most people's definition. And with that being said, my five is Jay, Drake,
Pac.
He's gonna say 50 Cent.
Yeah, he's gonna throw 50. I was gonna throw 50. All right, 50.
50 Cent.
Pac and Big.
Yeah. It's a solid top five, Hov.
Lil Wayne.
Okay, yep.
Right.
Solid.
And
Pac. Big. Pac.
Eminem.
Oh, what the fuck?
Solid top five.
How do y'all not throw Pac and Big in there? What is wrong with y'all, man?
Because I think that people by default just put Pac and Big in every top category. And I'm willing to make the argument that as much as I love them, I don't know if I have to put them in my top five. And I don't think it's disrespectful for me to not put them in my top five. Totally. I think that's why people don't do it. Totally. People put them up there because they don't want to be on the opposite side of this conversation. Yeah. I'll stand on the list.
Anybody that I named are super rappers.
Yeah, so did I.
You know, yeah. They're super rappers too. But it's like, you know,
I put all the gold.
If I team them
Biggie's up, one of the greatest storytellers of all time. Probably be number two on my list, right?
Right.
But I don't know if he's the top five rapper on my list.
He has to be.
If I keep saying this every episode. If I had a six or seven, and then he get mad because I called LeBron a six.
He put LeBron as his six in his top five. That's so disrespectful, man.
Players of all time. LeBron James, not
now. You know what? I'm taking M out of my top five and I'm putting Tupac up there.
Okay, yeah.
Tupac's in the top five.
All right, we good now.
But see, now you're making me feel a way because now I feel like I left Biggie out and everyone's gonna try to clip this little sound bite.
Yeah, you're wrong.
On this website called Biteable that you can go sign up for, and then all you have to do is add your Twitter, and then you're able to clip little 30-second clips of podcasts and share them to your Twitter profile.
Biteable.
It's an app that they didn't pay me to. They didn't pay me to tell you about. All right, so who's your top five current rappers? So this isn't top five dead or alive. This is just top five active right now.
No order.
Just five.
Drake, Cole, to Kendrick. Wayne. Drake, Cole, Kendrick, Wayne. My fifth would go to Sage. I'm going to give it to my brother.
Hey.
Give it to my brother. Yeah.
Facts.
Artists,
I'm sorry, Breeze, but my brother is one of the dopest songwriters out there.
All right.
And I know this for a fact. So I think I could put him up against one of those. You get what I'm saying? All right, go ahead, Breeze.
I got Fab.
Current rappers.
Well, Nas is current.
Nigga is not motherfucking current.
He just put an album out not too long ago. That was five years ago.
He just performed at the recent Grammys.
Yes.
Nigga, current. So did motherfucking Public Enemy.
So Trey has revealed his alter ego personality from It's Not Just Me podcast.
What you talking about?
Because the listeners who came over from the main show already know what I'm going to say. The new listeners who are only tuning in for Higher Learning, who haven't listened to us yet, don't know that you're what we call an ageist. Trey is racist against older people. So if there's an age thing that he can throw in there, automatically, it's not that Nas is not active right now. He wants to say that Nas is old.
Old as shit. You can't put Nas in this shit, man.
I said artist. I said Fab.
Who?
A Boogie.
Yeah, artist.
Fab.
Artist, that's his name?
Yeah, that's his real actual name.
Artist Boogie?
His name is Artist. Yeah.
A-Boogie. Like his real government?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his real
government. So why you call him Artist? You know him by first name?
Turn. That's what he be going by.
Call that nigga Boogie. All
right, Boogie.
No, that nigga say he want to go by Artist. He's trying to change. He's trying to get everybody to go with the Artist and not the A Boogie with the hoodie. He just went with that. Like, it's a long story behind that. We ain't going to get into it today on this podcast, but.
Yeah, I might have to do some research about that.
Boogie, Fab, Uzi.
Uzi?
Yeah.
Top five?
Rapping right now.
Yeah.
Like, who's like?
That's plausible.
Yeah.
That's plausible.
He just dropped shit.
Drake. Sage.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Facts.
Brian?
Facts.
Where you at?
Top five artists, period.
Rappers, right now.
All right now. Old niggas. What?
Rappers rapping right now.
I don't know nobody. No. Huh? No, you didn't. Andre don't rap right now.
We said top five dead or alive before. Right now we're talking about top five current rappers.
Current rappers, yeah, we'll definitely have to get to Drake. Drake, Uzi, the baby, Cole,
and Kendrick. And,
yeah, Kendrick, definitely.
Yeah. Sage?
I think my top five would definitely be Drake, Kendrick.
And Cole. Mike's picking up the sirens and everything.
Yep, it's all good. The
LA sirens.
Cole, something down the street. Damn. I know right about now. I know Roddy, he got some shit going right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Roddy going up.
And you already know I gotta put myself
in the same stage.
I'm going with Drake, Kendrick, alright, we're doing it. Drake, Kendrick, Roddy Rich, Kanye West.
No. He do gospel music now.
He still rap.
No,
he's the most creative artist probably ever.
I beg to differ. Because other people is behind his music.
And I'll put J. Cole in there. I'll put J. Cole in there.
But you can't say he's the most creative. Because Drake got a couple hits under Kanye West.
All right, and right. Drake got a couple hits from other people. I'm never going to make that argument of who helped you create the music because you might not have could have carried there.
It boils down to who put out the best music.
Exactly.
Drake.
Hands down.
Right now.
Yeah.
And Kanye's last album was a gospel album.
But he's still a current active artist. And if I took his catalog,
so that means we could say Lecrae then.
If I took Kanye's catalog and put it up against whoever,
no, you say current rappers right now. He is not a current rapper. He is a Kirk Franklin right now. You can't put him on here.
You can't boo Jesus, yo. We talked about this before.
Yeah, if we doing a gospel episode.
So are you saying that I cannot put Kanye West?
No, just like
he
couldn't put Nas.
What?
Oh shit.
He's a gospel artist.
All right.
What was the name of his last album? My point. Okay.
Okay. So you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Drake,
mm-hmm.
Kendrick,
mm-hmm.
Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's crazy that I can't use Kanye West, right?
No, you can't use 50. You can't use 50 neither. Yep. Right. Sage, that's four.
I am going to go with... Yeah. I'm going to definitely put Lil Wayne in this conversation.
You got to put Wayne.
All right, so that's four.
Mm-hmm.
And at the fifth, I'm going to put a wild card in there.
Don't say something.
You already know what I'm going to say.
All
right,
go ahead. What
are
you about to say?
Nah, I'm not gonna do that. Nigga, I'm putting Kanye West in the middle. And with that, we will see y'all niggas next Friday before Trey try to make me change my mind again.
So you got a top four?
No, I got a top five.
Kanye don't count. We're not ending like that.
Top five.
All right, so instead of Kanye, we're going to put Shake. All right, we out. Bye.
All right, we getting ready to roll up and catch another vibe. This one is coming. It's another one from AMPM, but this one is called Draken on How You're Learning.
Ben.
Notice.
It's a vibe.
Listen. He can't hit me on my line now. For the next 6 days, he on time out. Don't I need on no lights out. He been testing me with his lights out. Suffering. Girl, don't pick it up. Let it rain. Finish up your cup. Break it down so he can make it up. Celebrate like you don't give it. You won't let him break it. Driving. All up in his feelings like, woo. Cause I had him drinking. Driving. All up in his feelings like, woo. I had him on his knees with his pride.
It's a vibe.
For my lies now. See, he calling me like right now. Saying, baby, please, can I come round? Suffering, girl, don't pick it up. Let it rain. Finish up your cup. Break it down so he can make it up. Celebrate like you don't care. Bet you gon' have him drinking. Driving. All up in his head is like, ooh.
It's a vibe. If you want to listen to more, visit our official website at a420podcast.com.
Higher, learn.